Boston University's founding mission was built upon inclusion regardless of gender, race, or religion. The university has lived up to its mission by admitting the first women to medical school and expanding admission for women to all academic divisions by 1867. Despite the inclusive policies, women were few in number at BU. What women needed was a connection with other women for them to build fellowship and a sense of community. In 1912, the first women's organization was founded to help provide community and support for advancement of women at BU. This group, along with Lois Holman Fisk, lobbied and attained the first dean of women, Lucy Jenkins Franklin. In 1928, Dean Franklin established the first undergraduate women's collegiate cooperative house in the nation called the Her House. The recognition of the importance of community of women grew, and under the leadership of Ms. Fisk and Dean Franklin, the BU Women's Council was established in 1924 as a group of women from the community supportive of BU's mission. They helped to raise funds to create an affordable graduate women's dormitory in the heart of BU campus when it was in Back Bay. The Fisk House opened in 1933 and was operated continuously to provide housing at nominal cost for 16 graduate women and is the only subsidized graduate student residence at BU. The growing awareness of the value of communities of women motivated President Harold Case and the Dean of Women, Elsbeth Melville, to gather a new group of wives of faculty and administration, as well as female BU employees to support BU's mission of inclusion in 1956. This year, the BU Women's Guild will celebrate its 66th anniversary. We have stayed true to our mission of uniting women in fellowship, acquainting them with the broader BU activities, and building community at BU. In 1981, the focus sharpened on our mission under the leadership of Catherine Silber and Ruth Batchelder to support scholarships for graduate women over the age of 30. In celebration of the Guild's 60th anniversary in 2016, an endowment was established to expand the support that is given each year. The Women's Guild continues to grow and evolve as the Women's Council merged with the Guild and the Fisk House was moved from Back Bay to Bay State Road next to the Her House in 2020. As it did in 1933, the Fisk House continues to support and house 16 female graduate students at a discounted rate. The sale of the original Fisk House has created an endowment to support the house and the Women's Guild in perpetuity. The Women's Guild continues to create a community of women who find fellowship and build connections with each other while celebrating graduate students through scholarships and residency in the Fisk House. We encourage all women employees and friends of BU to join us in advancing this critical mission. There are many ways that you can engage with the Women's Guild, and the annual dues are nominal. As the wife of the president, I have served as the honorary president of the Women's Guild for almost 18 years. It is my honor to serve this organization through my time, talent, and gifts. My rewards are forming relationships with Guild members and meeting our scholarship awardees, as well as those who live in the Fisk House each year. The awardees' stories quickly convince you that this support is critical for them to finish their education. Please join me in helping our next generation of women be all that they can be.